Page 120. Read. The Lost Explorer.
Listen, a waterfall, Samantha said. Her brother Robert listened. There was the tinkling, musical sound of water from somewhere up the path. The dark silhouette of Entwistle Peak, a jagged mountain in the Andes range, towered above them against the sky. Samantha looked for her parents, who were picnicking in the field below, and then dashed off after Robert. They stopped beside an outcrop of pointy rocks and a beautiful deep pool. From high above, a thin stream of water tumbled, catching the light. "It's so beautiful here," Samantha sighed. Robert shielded his eyes, scanning the sky. Miniature birds circled the summit of the mountain. "There's an old stone tower up there," Robert said. "I bet it's Sir Geoffrey Entwistle's secret fort." Samantha knew the mountain was named for the famous explorer, but she also had read her nature guide back at the lodge. "It's hardly a secret on top of the mountain," Samantha said, teasing. "Besides, it's an old weather station." "We'll see about that," Robert muttered. "Wait," she called, but he was gone. The thin path disappeared around a rocky bend, and when Samantha finally scrambled up, her brother was nowhere to be seen. The open sky was slate gray and filled with clouds. A storm was rolling in. Behind her, the descent to the valley was very steep. "My brother and his crazy ideas," she thought. A stick snapped, and Samantha jumped. Robert was bounding out from beneath some trees. She scowled at her brother and folded her arms across her chest. "You scared me!" "I told you it was his secret fort," Robert said, pointing. A set of stone stairs was carved into the side of the mountain beneath a gated arch. The steps twisted around the peak. "This is it," he called over his shoulder. Samantha scrambled after him, and they emerged before a stern-looking tower. "The explorer's hiding place," Robert said, triumphant. "The weather station," Samantha corrected. As she spoke, the tower door swung open, and a kind-looking old man stood in the doorway. "Hello there," the man said. "It's not often I get visitors."
Who are you?" Robert stammered.
"I am a scientist. The mountain is a great place to observe nature and weather patterns. For over 20 years, the weather forecasts that were shown on TV were mine."
He smiled at the pair. "And who are you?"
"I am Samantha," she said, "and this is my brother Robert."
Robert scowled. His face was flushed and embarrassed. "Don't mind him. He thought you were a lost explorer, Sir Geoffrey Entwistle." "Lost, is he? He must not be a very good explorer," the old man said.
"Well, Samantha and Robert, come in for a cup of hot cocoa. The storm will clear soon." Inside, there was a crackling fire, and shelves held old books and strange metal objects.
"I have the best job in the world," the old man said.
"This mountain is not only a scientific outpost, it is a place of great beauty. I've been here for many years." Just then, the sun peeked out from behind the storm clouds. The view was breathtaking. The mountain range stretched out in all directions, and the sky was reflected in a distant lake. Samantha and Robert marveled at the sight.
"I'll show you the way home," the old man said, opening the door. "If you trust me to not get lost," he winked at Robert.
"Wait," Samantha said, "we haven't learned your name."
"Ah," he said, "my friends call me Geoffrey."